Ladies and gentlemen, as some of you may be aware, I interviewed Grant Cardone almost a year ago now in Sydney. And while I was there, I got to catch up with a lady that started her career in Hollywood and soon became a successful actress and then a best-selling author, a businesswoman, a public speaker, and she happens to be Grant Cardone's wife. I'm talking about Elena Cardone, of course. She's host Women in Power and the GNE show along with Grant. She talks to us about being the woman behind the scenes building Grant's empire, a billion-dollar property portfolio, how she's now mentoring women who want to become entrepreneurs and build their empire, and some of the things that goes into making a relationship successful when you're working in a business together. I learned a huge amount from this woman, and I'm looking forward to sharing her story with you. Without further ado, Elena Cardone joins us on LinkedIn Heroes. If you like it, share it with a friend. Let's get started.
Where can I be the boss of my department? And where is he the boss of his department?
Elena Cardone, welcome to LinkedIn Heroes. This is specifically be published on LinkedIn. So a lot of business professionals looking forward to hearing your story and how you got into the entrepreneurial game. I know that in my experience interviewing entrepreneurs, there's always a lot of men queuing up to be interviewed, but we haven't had a lot of opportunities to interview women. So I'm always, you know, thrilled when I do get the opportunity.
Oh, awesome.
When did you first, when was your first venture? Was it early on in your life? Was it, you know, teen years or?
You mean the entrepreneurial event?
Yeah,
you mean where I risked everything and went all in on something?
Yeah.
It was in 2008 after, well, I mean, there's a couple different points. I mean, I think of an entrepreneur as someone putting something at risk. Mm. Of course, when I was 17 years, like as a financial kind of a risk. My entrepreneurial move wasn't at 17, even though I left New Orleans at 17, went to Los Angeles to become an actress, a model. I worked, I sustained, I made a living, blah, 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 blah. But my first real moment came in 2008 after Grant and I had already been married for 4 years, been together for 5 years at that point. And we watched Lehman collapse on the television.
I remember it too.
Very clearly. And Grant was pretty terrified in that moment. Mm. And anyway, it's kind of a long story. He, you know, I said, what does this mean? He says, it means we're gonna die. I was pregnant with my first child. I was like, do I look like death to you? No. When I signed up for this deal, you didn't tell me anything about death. Sent him to his room, you know, his office. I said, don't come out until you figure this out. So he comes out 3 hours later, puts a manuscript in my hand and said, it's my first book, I've written it, it's not gonna make us rich, but I know what I have to do now and I'll never make you worry about money ever again. It was at that moment when I realized, look, we had been married for 4 years and even though we were married, I had been operating independently of him. I mean, we were together in marriage, obviously, but I had still been operating like I had to do my own thing. I had to be this independent woman. I had to make it on my own. I can't depend on a man for anything, blah, 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 blah. I had my acting career. I have my own bank account. I have my own things. But at that moment, I was pregnant. There was no acting jobs. Grant was on his business as he knew it was over. We were under a heavy lawsuit. The banks wanted their money back from the real estate, blah, 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 blah. It was very crucial times. We were on the verge of collapsing. And that was my first entrepreneurial moment because that was the moment I decided no matter what, against all the voices that went on in my head that said, you know, you're going to give up your career. You're a sellout. You're selling out women if you decide to support a man or whatever, you know, or what if he cheats on you or leaves you for someone younger in the end? But despite all of that chaos going on in my head, that was the first moment I traded in my acting career in order to trade up to create this thing called an empire. I had this vision about it, and I was willing to put all my chips on one man. Fortunately, he happened to be my husband and was trustworthy. I always say, find the one you trust and build an empire.
Yeah.
So that was the scariest, most risky move for me, saying, I'm going to just trade in the acting career, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to help him and us build the company, to build whatever he needed, all assets of running behind the scenes operations and dividing and conquering in order to control.
What are some of the mistakes you think people in relationships are making if they, when they go into business together? Is it literally just picking the wrong partner? Or?
No, I think the mistake is, and whether they're in business or not, I mean, I could have still done my own deal and we could have still worked together building an empire. But what we didn't have before, what we do have now, is we have our goals. We know where we're trying to go as a couple and as a family, as in a team. The second thing that we do is we legitimately broke down our strengths and weaknesses. It had nothing to do with male, female. Mm. It just had to do, what am I good at? What can I run control on? Where can I be the boss of my department? And where is he the boss of his department? Mm. So in business, there aren't many people that I know that are better at business than Grant. Mm. So even though we're equal in marriage, we are not equal in business. So what we did was we delied up who runs what.
Okay.
So he runs business, I run family, I run behind the scenes operations, I run blah, 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 because that's what I'm good at. And he runs blah, 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 blah. So at the end of the day, we might consult each other back and forth, or I might say, I want to do this, you want to do that, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, when it comes to a business decision, it's his, I stand behind it, whether I like it or not. And the same thing for all the departments that I run. Mm-hmm. So we're not constantly fighting for this alpha position and da-da-da-da, because we're very clear on our roles in the relationship. And I deliver, like, we're not 50-50 in this marriage. We're 100-100. Like, I am giving my 100 in everything I do and vice versa. So, you know, when you have two people that are willing to be at 100% and really own their roles and deliver, it's going to catapult you into another stratosphere.
So say a couple's, you know, gets into business together, they're, you know, in love, but they want different things, they value different things, and so there's this disagreement that comes, you know, and start arguing and that kind of thing. Like, and, you know, you can't, I imagine there's the goals that you and Grant don't agree on.
Not really.
Oh, really?
No.
So that's interesting. So do you have the same values?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We have the same values, we have the same goals, and we made our goals so big and so important to us that we don't fight over the little. I mean, we do every now and then. We're not perfect, but the concept and the majority of the time, we're trying to go for things that are so big and so massive and so huge that we don't have the time to fight over the little stuff. It's like, you know, I want to win the Super Bowl ring. I want the trophies in life. You know, it's not that I need them or I need to have them in order to be me. It's none of that. It's a trophy. It's a Super Bowl ring. It's the title fight belt. It's the world champ. That's what we're going for.
Yep.
But on multiple levels and on multiple streams.
Yep.
So when I'm going for the Super Bowl, I'm not constantly bringing problems to my quarterback in game three when I have to go the long haul for the Super Bowl, for the, you know, to the end.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, you made a mistake. You fumbled the ball. You did the interception. I told you I was going that way. You went this way. What the hell? Okay, for the next play, are we on the same page? Does this code mean that? Okay, good. And you move on. You know, it's not like I'm in game seven and I'm going to go, remember what you did in game three, you dumbass? Like, no, the past stays in the past. Like, we're constantly thinking and putting our direction in the future, where we're going, what we're creating. And the past is only to make adjustments on how to win going forward, not to constantly bring each other down. I'm not interested in destroying each other. Mm-hmm. So if you're building and, you know, creating an empire, you're either, with every decision that you make, you're either creating or destroying an empire.
Yeah. So along the way, there must have been challenges. I mean, you know, business is full of challenges.
No, it's hard.
Isn't it? So
it's hard. I don't live in a fairy tale.
And what was one of the big ones that you've had to overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Oh, man, challenges. I have so many challenges. you know, just, let's see, the biggest challenge dealing with a person like Grant, you know? He's very hard. He's very intense. I mean, he's very fun. He can move, you know, he's not stuck, but he's very intense. He hammers, he pushes, he shoves, he negotiates, he makes all the difficult calls. He's constantly like this beast, you know? And I need him to be, because that's not what I am. I can't do what he does in business.
Yeah.
However, that doesn't shut off. So when he comes home and I want to be like a woman, you know, and have this man be like, oh God, I love you. You look so beautiful. And, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. Yeah. Like rarely ever, you know, even when it's date night and I have just spent 20 minutes, you know, and that's all I get, you know, because it's, you know, we got to move, getting ready and I'm in a hot dress and I come out and he's like, you're 10 minutes late. Not, oh my God, you're so hot. I'm so lucky. This is what women want to hear. So it's hard to do that all the time, you know, because that's just what I like. I'm a romantic. So it's hard to want what I want, which is I want him, and I put big goals in front of his, in front of him that he agreed to take on. So when I did that to him, I was willing to have sacrifices. I can't give a man a billion-dollar goal and then say, spend time with me, you don't spend enough time with me, or think I'm beautiful when I need to hear it. Like, that, like, it's just not going to work, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And Grant's got a very well-known, what I think it's well-known, it definitely resonated with me, a story about how he pursued you when you, it was over a year?
Yeah, it was 13 months.
He was calling you how often?
Twice a month, every month for 13 months. It was back in the day of the answer machine.
So was there a period where it was like, okay, this guy might be a bit of a stalker or?
No, didn't even think about it. Like, I would just listen to the message and delete it and, you know, didn't think anything of it. Yeah. You know, he never stalked me. Like, I didn't see him at my house or looking in my window or anything.
But he was consistent, yeah.
But he was consistent. And then he finally did the phone call. I rented the shooting range.
Yep, okay.
And I was a competitive shooter at the time. You know, I'm very predictable.
Yeah.
So that got me. I called him back. I said, yeah, I'll meet you at the shooting range.
So was it 14 months, you say?
13.
13 months?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good tip for the guys out there.
Yeah.
Not to give up too early.
Well, here's the tip. Find out what's I'm a bee to honey. I'm very predictable. Yeah. There's, you know, if you're going to scam me, it's probably going to be, or you want to talk to me or open the door a conversation, you're going to talk about martial arts, guns, or real estate, something with business. And chances are, like a fish, you hooked me. I'm interested. I could talk that stuff all day.
Yeah.
Or cars, you know, 60s hot rods and stuff. Like, there's so find out what the girl likes, you know, and find out how you can just hook her just a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's taking notes.
Yeah.
Awesome. And lately you've seemed to be taken on more of a social media identity with your podcast. I saw you interviewed Shay Rowbottom, by the way.
She's going to help me with my LinkedIn.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's very good at what she does.
Oh, she?
You know, like,
how do you know her?
Oh, because I'm a LinkedIn specialist as well, so we all know.
Like, okay, because it's a small world then. Okay.
Yeah, and there's not many of them, to be honest. So wow. I don't say that very lightly.
Right, okay.
She knows what she's doing.
Okay.
She's got a good background in viral marketing and stuff. So that was awesome. I saw that interview, and that's when I came across, you know, you're interviewing female founders and entrepreneurs, and I thought it was awesome. But I just want to hear your version of, you know, why you started doing that. What's the...
Well, the LinkedIn... Well,
or
like,
the video, interviewing or the female video. Founders.
Well, here's because now, okay, now I have done what I have done behind the scenes for a very long number of years.
I don't think people realize, you know, how much.
They don't realize. Mm. People don't realize in like the situation that I have. Oh well, and very oftentimes I get discredited or just, you know, they want to say whatever. Oh, she's a gold digger or you know, whatever the slanderous things are, or she just. Rides on his coattails and she'd be nothing without him and all those things, you know? But people don't realize how do you quantify what I do? How do you quantify that in 16 years, he has never, not one time heard, when are you coming home? You work too much, you're out too late. Not one time when we're in a nice date and I'm in a nice dress and he's on his phone because he's making deals or whatever. Not one time do I say, put your phone up and pay attention to me. How do you quantify that? How do you quantify all the behind the scenes operations that I do
Absolutely.
And run that he doesn't even know half of what I do. Why? Because I don't put problems on his plate. I eliminate problems for him. How do you quantify that? How do you, I mean, the list goes on and on.
And it sounds like you make him perform at an higher level because you challenge him as well.
Oh, I challenge him. I come up with, he'll even tell you this, some of the architecting of some of the things that are in fruition today have come out of my ideas. Mm. But you know, what's an idea person without the executor? That's why we work very well together. Mm. I have these visions and ideas, but you know, he's my triple crown. He's going to get the job done every single time. Yeah. You know, and so I protect him. I fiercely protect him. So how do you quantify that?
And so the female entrepreneurs that you have interviewed so far, most of them doing their own business thing, or they're in business with their partners. Is there a trend that you see at all? Or I'm just curious, because the business owners that I know that are female, it's definitely their own thing. Like, I don't know many that are doing it as a couple.
Yeah, I don't either. Personally. But I do know some that, which can work if you're willing to figure out the roles. Yeah. I have a friend who's very successful in this glass blowing art. Yep. So she sells this high-end art, and her husband was an architect. Well, she became so big and so famous and so whatever, he left his architect job to help her. So they travel around, he does all the things. She's not good with the administration and the ad, you know, yep. and selling and all. So he does all that stuff for her, and she just shows up and sells the art.
Cool.
You know, so it doesn't matter who does what.
Absolutely.
It's not caring what you look like, but really looking at who does what and how y'all can build as an empire together, not just like I have to be the woman or I have to be the man.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
I asked followers on LinkedIn if they had any questions that they wanted me to ask you. Mm-hmm. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to read out a couple.
Okay.
And I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Let's have a look here. Question for Elena. When did you start to delegate work to others, hire support for your business? From Kate Strachny.
I just stopped being a hero when I just couldn't do it all.
Yeah.
You know? And when we started to expand, the more we started to expand is when I had to have a nanny. And then the housekeeper, and then a security person, and then, you know, someone that goes and gets my groceries. And I do all of that because my time is more valuable either being spent with my kids, working or handling what I do with Grant, or doing what I love,
Do you get involved in sales at all? I'm curious.
No. Yeah. I'm terrible at that. They don't want me to. I'll give everything away for free. I love everyone. I'm here. Have it. You know, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem like you've got a good personality for it, but I know that is definitely Grant's
area.
Let's have a look here. Okay. If you had to start from scratch, i.e. zero money, what would your first 5 years look like?
Oh, man, it wouldn't take me 5 years because I know what I'm doing now. I would do everything and anything it would take to, you know, do I have Grant or do I not have Grant?
Yeah.
If I have Grant, I'm putting him to work real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I get asked that question a lot. Look, if I lost all my money, what you cannot take away from me, no matter what, you can physically harm my body, you can take all my money away. You can't take away my courage, my grit, my dignity, pride, willingness to do whatever it takes, commitment, strength, self-discipline, I mean, integrity, honor. I mean, I know who I am, and I'm made up of character. I'm not made up of materialistic things. So I love materialistic things because those are my trophies.
Okay. Have you always been a confident person? Someone just asked have you always been a confident person, and how do you stay confident in business? Karen Hines.
I think I've developed confidence. Certainly.
And is that from having successes along the
way? It is from having successes, but the way to develop confidence is doing what you say you're going to do. So if you say you're going to do something, do it. And I mean, it doesn't have to be huge. You don't have to say, I'm going to earn $1 million, and then you never earn $1 million, and then you don't have confidence in yourself because you're like, shoot, I can't earn $1 million. No, I do this every single day. I do little stuff. I say I'm gonna drink a gallon of water a day. I drink a gallon of water a day. I work out 2 hours almost every day in Miami. I do hardcore training.
Yeah, so Instagram stories, we do martial arts.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I try to find that all around the world. I do that. When I say I'm gonna call, I just practice doing what I say I'm gonna do. And when you do that over and over and over consistently, whether you want to or not, you develop this thing called discipline. You develop this thing called
self-respect.
Yeah. You develop this thing where you can count on yourself. So eventually, because it takes time and consistency to build that, but once you do that, then you can get to a point in where you say, I'm going to be a millionaire. And then you go, well, of course I am. Everything I say I'm going to do, I do. And then you believe in yourself because you deliver. And then the weirdest thing is the universe believes you too.
Yeah.
It steps out of your way. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. If you could be a superhero, who would you be and why?
God, that's a good question.
The series, by the way, is called LinkedIn Heroes, so we always ask that question.
Oh, okay. You know, a superhero, like one that's already existing
We've had people like mention sports athletes, mentors, things like that as well. Mm-hmm, so it's very fluid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, God, I hate to sound so narcissistic.
Or if you could have a superpower.
A superpower. Yeah, if I could be a superhero, that's actually, I want to be my own superhero.
Yeah.
You know, I want to impress myself. I want to push myself. If I had the superpower and I could impart some of the knowledge that I've had to where I could leave a legacy of people with the concept that they could actually build an empire and make a difference in their lives for the better, then I will have been the superhero that I want to be. I want to be on a massive level. I want it on a world basis. I want all the little me's in the world, you know, those little people from that weren't ever supposed to really amount to much, you know, all those people that are ginormous beings but didn't know it because you were made to think small and kept in this middle class kind of bubble.
Yep.
If I can help you break that bubble and just be you and let you out because you are ginormous, we're bigger than these little tiny bodies. I mean, we're huge.
Yep.
You know, then I get to be my own superhero.
Yeah, I think you're doing that. We can't choose our family, right? And so, especially when we go into business, we've got to seek out these mentors. And we're lucky the internet's given us so much opportunity to do that. But there's also so much facade and people more concerned with looking successful than being successful.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know, I feel like in your content, it's very obvious that you're authentic, not hiding anything, and people could relate to that. But like, okay, she's like me. Maybe I can do it. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I push for every day. Mm. That's like, my goals are so much bigger that it's not just about me. Me would want to stay in bed or me wouldn't want, but me gets up and goes, no, I have to do this. I have to push. I want to make that difference. I want to be that person that somebody else can look to and say, if she can do it, I can do it. Like she's the same as me because I am the same, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm
And people do so much more for others than they'll ever do for themselves. And so it sounds like you've got that sense of purpose to add value, which is awesome. Congratulations on all you've achieved, and thanks for spending the time with me today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me. And you'll see me more on LinkedIn, too.